Greetings and salutations, and welcome to Stargate Earth. Today, we have a starting fresh initialization for you. That's right, the Lyra and Atlantis connection is bringing forth their beautiful channel for the vernal equinox, dated for March 17th, 2024. As the vernal equinox arrives, planet Earth and her inhabitants are starting fresh with their lives and energies. Today, the channel will be helping us to wiping the slate clean, walking through the fires of transformation, and downloading and embodying the new light codes for this quarter of the year. And just a forenote, this channel is specially prepared for the Lyra and Atlantis starseeds, indigo children, and crystal children. And for all tribes everywhere who are interested in Lyra and Atlantis and has a vested intention, communication, and livelihood with the channel. With further ado, let's get started. Take one breath in and an exhale. Breathing in again. Exhale. And one more time. Now connecting to channel. Greetings, Star Flames. This is the Lyra Atlantis Connection. And we are coming to you today through our host, Patricia. We love her dearly, and we enjoy her as our channel. Today we have a vested interest in planet Earth. As the vernal equinox is arriving, and with this vernal equinox begins a portal of eclipses. We will be downloading to you a series of life codes to help you with the portal eclipse. And always, we will give you a beautiful channeled message. And we will give you a sweet little meditation that you can work on. Anytime, day or night, when you need to feel connected and grounded to planet Earth and Lyra and Atlantis. The winter quarter, Earth has seen some hardships. There's been the agricultural sectors have been hit, and now warfare is on the rise. Leadership for planet Earth does not have a vested interest for the inhabitants for planet Earth. It's for their own health and their own welfare, and of course their own back pockets. Nevertheless, all inhabitants of Earth can make it through this trying times, and now that we arrive at the vernal equinox, it is a time for starting fresh with lives, starting fresh with employment, starting fresh with opportunities, business growth, families, just starting fresh. There's going to be some weird happenings during the eclipse portals, but that's okay, because we're going to give you the coding that you need to process the forthcoming energies and to help you navigate this time on planet Earth. Some of the energies that will be coming to the planet will be fire energy, a lot of energy. Earth inhabitants will be heating up. They'll be warming their bodies. They'll be warming their homes. They'll be warming their families, warming up to what they need to bring into their lives. And at the same time, they're going to be casting out what no longer serves them. Therefore, the winter quarter is over, And it's time to put all that behind you and look forward to the new, to the renewal of the earth, to the regeneration of the earth, to the rejuvenation of bodies and minds and souls on planet earth. So remember, what happened, happened. It's gone. Those energies are gone. New life begins. We're starting fresh. As we are wiping the slate clean and preparing for the new light codes and the new light and the new love that's abounding on planet Earth for her inhabitants. And to do that, each inhabitant, plant, animal, human, must walk through a series of transformations to be able to reach the other side. So when the summer solstice portal begins, rejuvenation, renewal, and new life is already abounding. Life on Earth is now flourishing, regardless of what the governments are doing, regardless of what's happening in any other countries, regardless of what's going on around you. You must keep your spirit lit up. You must keep your light high. You must always stay higher in the fifth dimension and beyond. And if you remember during our 8-8 activation, we spoke of this. We spoke of the Sirius codes and how you needed to look forward into your soul and heart. And for those who had them and you actually worked through them, you are now prepared to walk through the next portal. This is of a time for Atlantis rising. Atlantis is rising on planet Earth. Many of the Atlanteans' souls that lived on Atlantis, on the starship, and out on the pods are already here, and are parents and grandparents of the new children coming in. That's beautiful. That's great. It's time now for these Atlantean souls to step forward and renew their souls, drop their previous vows to what they made in Atlantis, and commit to a new way of living on planet Earth and living within the fifth dimension and beyond. As we mentioned on the 8823 channel, people are from the fifth all the way to the seventh dimension. Now people are climbing up into the 10th, 11th, and 12th dimension. You too need to take yourself there. As you know, time is speeding up. And as time speeds up, the portals open wider. New light enters Earth. And you must be able to remain in the fifth dimension or higher to activate these light codes. If you have to drop back down through the third dimension, remember, after you do your duties, you must return to your home base, cleanse your mind, cleanse your body, cleanse your auras, and then take yourselves up into the fifth dimension and beyond. You can travel between the fifth to the 12th dimension, wherever you feel comfortable. And remember to take your homes, your vehicles, whatever you have surrounding you, take it with you. You can't take yourself and not your home. And that includes your families. Which brings us to, when you take your families to a higher dimension, there may be issues because they are not ready for that. Therefore, you need to be able to know how to handle family conflict. Settle them down. Help them release what they need to release. Let them know everything's okay. It's good. Just help them to relax, help them with deep breathing exercises, get them invested into a hobby, get them busy doing something so their mouths and their anger isn't running and driving you crazy. Remember, you're going to be walking through the fires of transformation, so there's going to be much changing with this. There's going to be a lot of changes. You're going to be changing yourselves, your bodies, your hairstyles, your employment, your vehicles, your homes. Some of you will be changing your families. Some of you will be changing residences, relocating to different areas of planet Earth. Some of you will be receiving new members of the family, and that could be a new pet. Wouldn't that be cute? And for those of you who say, what? Well, we are going to be dropping beautiful pets upon planet Earth because these enlightened souls are here to help you through the times that are occurring now because they need to be able to receive the light codes so they can come back and participate in the reincarnation process. And they will be the new souls on Earth while the old souls are finally leaving the reincarnation process and either going home or turning into spirit guides, angelic messengers, or ascended masters. It depends on what their soul mission is. So let's take another deep breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Close your eyes. Make sure your feet is grounded into the earth. Make sure your arms are like the tree branches and the leaves are waving in the air, connecting to the stars. Receive the star energy that's now imbuing and imprinting upon your heart, your soul, and into your pineal gland. These new light codes are now coming into your body. These codes will need to be opened up. You will need to meditate on these codes to see what you get. Some people may get one code, some people may get two or three, some may get five, seven, or ten. It depends on how advanced the soul is and what the soul mission requires. Star flames, see a board before you. Look at it. It's got scribblings, some kind of writing, picture, something on there. It's showing you what you have been through this past winter and past quarters before. Look at that. Take a good, strong look. What is it showing you? What is it telling you? Now go ahead and take a magic eraser and start cleaning that board off. Wipe it off. Clean it off. Clean everything off. It's no longer viable. It's gone. It's gone. Let it go. Clean it off. Make sure it's all nice and all shiny. However color you want, it's fine. You can have it any way you want. Now, before you is a blank board, a blank canvas. And on this canvas, you are going to be imprinting the new soul codes that you are now receiving. So take a moment and look at your board and look at the codes that are imprinting upon your board. If you have to stop this channel to do so, go ahead. Because for some of you, it's going to be pretty lengthy. And now that you have imprinted your boards, take a step back and look at it. Is it what you thought it was? Is this what you wanted? If no, why? What was your soul come here to do? What do you think you came here to do? What's on that board is your soul mission. Some of you are receiving new soul missions. You have completed your prior missions, which is why we're wiping the boards clean. You have a new soul mission. What is it? Take a good hard look. Start taking notes. Write this down. Start meditating on it on a daily basis. These codes are going to get you through to the summer solstice. Remember, fire is now upon earth. Fire can scorch. Fire can transmute. It's up to you what you want fire to do for you. This doesn't mean you can take fire and scorch another person. Oh, no, 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 no. That will come back to you. That will rebound instantly. You are doing for you and only you. And as we said in the 8823 channel, children age 12 and above are responsible for themselves. So sit these children down and have them wipe their board clean and see what they're getting on their canvas. What new codes are coming into play for them? How are they going to be restructuring themselves to be allocating the newness for the family unit? If it's helpful for both you and your children, just see yourself going through a hoop of fire and you're walking through these transformational fires. They won't scorch you unless you allow them to. And if you allow them to, it's because there was something you didn't complete in the last quarter. You need to go back to our 8-8 channeling and review that. Then come back to this and see where you're at and how you're moving forward. Yes, Star Flames, we have been away for a while because there's been quite a few things happening in the galactic area that we had to handle and we needed to take care of just as you needed to. All sentient species needs to evolve one way or another. And if that means taking a time out, take that time out. Don't worry, because taking that time out will get you caught up to where you need to be. Go ahead and take another deep breath in and back out. Matter of fact, take another one and breathe that out. Star Flames, we want you to know that we do love you and we do think about you and we watch you every day. We watch what's going on. We are always helping our star seeds, our indigos, and our crystals, because these are the three that are at the forefront right now. These three inhabitants on planet Earth are coming forth and they are taking the planet by storm to help the planet evolve. In a couple years, the rainbows will be stepping up. But right now, this is the time of the star seeds. The star seeds are completing their missions, are nearly at the end of completing their missions, and they are ready to move on into a new world. The indigos will be taking over from there. Then they will be in charge. They will be the priority. They will be the grandparents that will be coming forth. So far now, the star seeds, as we said, are completing their missions. They're still dropping their seeds. They are still seeding Earth for new Earth. Everything is okay. We love you, Star Flames. Keep yourselves in love. Keep yourselves in light. Keep yourselves in the fifth dimension to the 12th dimensions at all times as much as possible. And get out in nature and take those walks and be yourselves. Blessings to you, Star Flames. I am now disconnecting from channel. Taking a deep breath in. Taking a deep breath out. When I do these channels, I often have to go back and listen to them. Because sometimes I don't remember what was said. I channel these through. And that's a true channel. A true channel will go, what did I channel? I have to go back and listen to what was said. I have to know what I channeled. And you do. You really do. So, Star Flames, as channel says, my beautiful Stargate Earth listeners, please go back and revisit the channels as much as you need to. There's a lot of love in there, and there's a lot of light. There's a lot of heavy emphasis on points that need to be made, and that's okay. Work with the breathing exercises. Work with the meditations. Draw forth your codes that you received. Meditate on them. And then ask yourself, how can this light code today help me move forward and make a better life for me, for my business, for my family, for planet Earth tomorrow? Until next time, I bid you adieu.